Tell me something. Have you ever been talking casually to somebody and you weren't up to your best, you know, I mean, physically or mentally or any way at all? And the guy you're talking to, he says to you, "You don't look good. As a matter of fact, you look like an accident going someplace to happen." Well, I've had it said, not lately, but when I was younger. Oh, yes. You know, but that leads me into my message today that the Lord has laid on my heart. It's called No Accident. No accident when storm clouds gather. Okay. Stay with me. We'll have a word of prayer and then we'll get into the word. Heavenly Father, I thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity you've given unto me, that I might be able to prepare this message and deliver it, Lord, to those who would listen to it. I pray, Lord, for the wisdom you laid on my heart during the preparation of this word, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that the listener will be glad that they tuned in. When all is said and done, may Jesus be lifted up. And may you, Lord God, be glorified. Okay? Thank you. Okay. No accident. No accident. Now, how often now, especially at the end of a hot summer day, do we notice the distant presence of gathering storm clouds on the horizon, you know? You've seen that, sure. If you've been on this earth any length of time whatsoever, you've seen that on a hot summer day. Doesn't happen every day, but it does occur. You look and you say, oh, look at those black clouds over there. A storm coming. Oh, yeah. Well, tell me, was the first thing that crossed your mind, oh, looks like going to rain? Or was it, oh, storm coming? Either one could probably be exactly on, or both of them. Oh, yes. Now, perhaps you're walking along the highway on a warm summer night when all of a sudden you hear a roaring sound overhead. A roaring sound overhead as it draws nearer. As it draws nearer, you can quickly identify it as, oh, a helicopter doing some night flying. Easy ID there, right? And what if you came to a railway crossing and you hear a train whistle off in the distance? Do you not anticipate the crossing signal is about to sound? You know, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, drives you crazy, doesn't it? So, what do? You stop, you look both ways, you proceed with caution if you dare. But you're supposed to stay where you are. Right? That's the law. Until the crossing lights stop or the train passes through, right? Okay. Now, the nearness of a storm, the roaring of an aircraft, the shrill of a train whistle, are these not potential warning sounds that alert us to possible danger? And of course, not very often are we caught in harm's way. Thank God for that. Aren't warnings a wonderful thing? Oh, aren't they? Of course they are. You know, in reality, our entire lives are filled with warnings of some kind or other, but we don't always pay attention to them, do we? Huh? Like maybe getting your flu shot. Or not getting it. Having your annual checkup with the doctor. Or those new eyeglasses you've been putting off. And what about those cavities or that sore throat that just won't go away? Well, like it or not, we are always getting a warning of some kind. And for as many of us And for many of us, rather, we tend to barely take notice, unless that's causing us a whole lot of pain, right? But there is one warning that's bigger than any you could possibly imagine. You know what it is? It's the warning that comes from Almighty God. For example, in the book of Luke, chapter 13, verse 3, God says, "Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." Isn't that a warning? Oh, that is the warning, you might say. The warning. Now, just in case you don't understand what those words mean, allow me to put them as plain and simple as I can. If you don't change your mind and turn to Jesus Christ for salvation, then you will go to, you guessed it, hell. Hell. That's about as plain as one could put it. That's how it happens. You may not see the warning in neon lights. You may not. Or hear it from the rafters. But I guarantee you, the warning that God has given is screaming in your ears right now and pounding on your heart. Repent! Repent! Do you hear it? Or have you already heard it and done it? So what's going through your mind now? Huh? Oh, who does he think he is anyway? Telling me I'm going to hell. Nobody. I ain't nobody. Just another sinner saved by grace. Another sinner saved by grace. Which means I am not going to hell. Now, what's that you say? You don't know if you're going to heaven. Oh, well, well, maybe you don't believe in heaven. Maybe you haven't asked Jesus into your heart. Well, by the authority of the Word of God as outlined in His holy book, the King James Bible, I know for sure I am going to heaven. I know that for sure. Listen, please. I implore you. The signs are everywhere. In the newspapers, on the TV, in the hills, in the heavens, everywhere you look, things are getting worse and worse and worse. More heat, more cold, more fires, more floods, more windstorms. These things didn't just come to pass overnight, and they won't end overnight. Except the Lord come and cause all things to pass. He's a specialist, you see. He causes the light to shine. He causes the darkness to overwhelm the light. My friends, life is full of warnings and surprises. And we tend to understand and live with them. But what about afterlife? What about afterlife? What about when the things of the world are behind you and the door to eternity has opened wide to receive you? What then? What then? Oh, you say, what then? It doesn't matter anymore. It doesn't matter anymore. At this point, I would normally laugh out loud. I would. However, since God's word is no laughing matter, I will refrain. The warnings of this world are to protect us from potential harm. If you see storm clouds gathering in the east or wherever, what do? You prepare for an upcoming storm. The warnings from God are there to protect our souls from definite harm and eternal suffering. eternal suffering. Now, if we drive recklessly and have an accident, then it's not an accident. It's because you were driving recklessly. Most accidents today are not accidents. They're potential fatalities, looking for somewhere to happen. If you're driving defensively within the guidelines of the law and a wheel falls off your car, that's an accident. If you're driving drunk behind the wheel and you go over a cliff, let me tell you, that is not an accident. If you refuse to repent and believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, that He came to this earth to suffer and die and bleed for your sins, to save you from eternal hell, that's no accident. That's why He went to Calvary. That's why He suffered and bled and died. So we wouldn't have to suffer the accident that is known as hell. You know, the message, I'm preaching right now is no accident. God laid this message on my heart. Grieving the Holy Spirit of God is no accident. You must do it on purpose. You're saying, I would never do that. No, grieve the Holy Spirit, not me, never. And then you turn to the guy next to you and say, what's this Holy Spirit stuff? Come on. Well, what do you think you're doing when you deny the gospel of Jesus Christ, eh? What are you doing there? You're denying the Holy Spirit? And you will not allow the Holy Spirit to indwell you because you will not admit you're a liar, a thief, a killer. When Jesus says, He that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. And you say, maybe later, and you die and go to hell. Whoops! Is that an accident? Who put it off? God? No, you did. Oh, I haven't got time right now. I got to meet some boys down at the bar. Oh, I'll do it when I come home before I go to bed, okay? And you get killed. You went out in front of a car or something. You get killed. Whoops. Is that an accident? It may be for the driver of the car, but not for you. If you're down drunk and you stagger out in front of a car and you get killed, it's been said, more things are obtained by prayer than this world dreams of. That's true. Accidents don't happen through prayer. They're the real thing. The real thing. God didn't send His only begotten Son to this crazy mixed up earth to suffer and die for the sins of the whole world by accident. Jesus wasn't crucified on Calvary by accident. The Word of God says in Ephesians 4, verse 30, Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. In Lamentations chapter 3, 31, we read, For the Lord will not cast off forever, but though He cause grief, yet will He have compassion according to the multitude of His mercies. Verse 33, For He doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. No, He doesn't. Jack Vanipi, who once exposed Catholicism as a Roman cult, now calls all Catholics his brothers. That's no accident. Rick Warren has jumped onto the Muslim bandwagon as a Christ hater. That's no accident. He'll deny it, but it's there. If you join the enemy, you're the enemy. That's no accident. When storm clouds gather and you don't go inside but get totally drenched, that's no accident. When we ignore His warnings, God's, like, thou shalt have no other gods before me, and we ignore them, that's no accident. Our God is a jealous God. Idol worship is rampant throughout the land, in particular among the cults. Oh yes. When we pledge our lives to God through the finished work of Jesus Christ, then we must cast off the old and put on the new. Yes, we must. Then we must examine ourselves continually. But why? Why? Because that old devil, like a roaring lion, is walking about seeking whom he may devour. And though he cannot have us, because we are children of God, he can still place obstacles in our way. There are those who misunderstand fully what this means. You see, once we have truly entered into God's holy presence, and are spiritually seated in the heavenlies, then we cannot make an about-face and return from whence we came. Nor will we want to. A lot of people seem to think, I can go to heaven, but it wasn't so great up there, so you know, I just come back to earth for a while. Give me a break, will you? Sure, the Spirit of God is willing, but the flesh, as long as you're in it, the flesh is weak. And because of the flesh being weak, it becomes easy prey for Satan. Satan knows he can never have you, but as long as we are in that old flesh, or young flesh, he can still cause us to grieve the Holy Spirit. Through disobedience, maybe something simple, or taking the Lord's name in vain, not attending church, the language we use, not praying regularly, you will fall and you will get up. You will fall again and get up. Over and over, you will fall. But each time you do fall, the indwelling Holy Spirit will replenish your strength until you have victory over your enemy, whatever sin it may be, or else God will take you out of the way. Now I'm talking about saved Christians who still continue on to grieve the Spirit through their walk, through their talk. God won't put up with that, but He can't take away your salvation. So what He does, He takes you out. He takes you out. He's not going to listen to you blabbing all over the place, calling Him names. No. Did you ever wonder about people like say, Hank Williams and Elvis Presley, to name a few? These and others were fervent believers in Jesus Christ. But their walk was not pleasing to God. Not pleasing to God. Oh. They sang and praised God to great heights, but they had a crimp in their walk and were bad examples to the cause of Christ. Hank Williams drank like a fish. Elvis was gone at age 42, the peak of his career. Hank wrote and sang many great spiritual songs, but the bottle that he drank from let him down. And the Lord God removed him, took him out. They grieve the Holy Spirit. There is none that maketh folly with our holy and righteous God. You will not get away with it. Another storm cloud you may encounter concerns prayer and Bible study, or communicating with God as He communicates with you. It's been said that more things are obtained by prayer than this world dreams of. Let no day begin without prayer. Let no day end without prayer. Let no chore remain undone without prayer. And let no business for the Lord return void without prayer. Prayer is energized by faith. Did you know that? Prayer is energized by faith. When you pray, you have God's attention. Ask anything of God, and He will give it according, that's the word now, according to His perfect will. But never ask amiss. Let your prayers be stalwart and holy and never testing. Some people say, well, I'll see if God's there or listening to me or not. I'll ask Him to heal my body. My poor foot bothers me. He didn't heal it. You're testing Him. I don't test God. I'm having health problems, but I don't test Him. I keep praying to Him every day. Pray without ceasing. Lord, help me. Get over this, will you please? But not my will, yours be done. You see, God knows the end from the beginning. He knows the end. He knows what you're going to do tomorrow. Oh, when Jesus walked this earth, His one main objective was to glorify His Father in heaven. In heaven. Oh, yes, it was. All answers to everything that is God, all the answers to everything that is God, to everything that is Jesus, to everything that is of the Holy Spirit, God has framed for us in His holy word, which He preserved forever. How do you know? 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Do you have a fear of the devil? You should. Even though he has already been defeated, but perhaps not on your behalf. This could signify your lack of faith. If your faith is weak, the devil can see that, and he moves in, and he uses you. Oh, man. These truths must find lodging in your heart. Only then can you understand, am I truly saved? Am I truly a child of the King? Am I truly going to heaven? Do you have a fear that the rapture of the saints won't come until the end of the tribulation? Well, how can that be? How can that be? If the Lord Jesus comes to rapture His saints before the tribulation begins? May I direct your attention to 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 16 and 17. I'd ask you that you open your Bible and read them for yourself. You will be enlightened. Do you have a fear of being left behind? This can never happen if you are truly His at the time of the rapture. You cannot be left behind. Please understand, this is what the rapture is all about. It's when the Lord Jesus will come in the clouds to call His saints, that's the saved, from off the earth to meet Him in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. The Bible tells us He doesn't set foot upon the earth when He comes to take His children home, like He will at the end of the tribulation to destroy His enemies. Now the rapture, He comes in the air and He calls us up, come up hither. Storm clouds can gather at any time. If you're not prepared, they can overwhelm you. Isn't this what life is really all about? Just when you think everything is fine and running smoothly, then along comes that old devil with another storm cloud. Tell me, how is it with you? Are the storm clouds gathering above your head? Not in the sky, but in your soul, in your heart. Are you fully reconciled to God? I pray you'll look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Jesus, oh Jesus, how I love thee. I pray with all my heart that this message has had some effect on you. Not that it's going to cause you to be a malfunctioning person upon the earth. No, this is not what it's about. You go about the work that you must do as long as it's good in the eyes of God. It's acceptable to Him. There are many jobs you can do. There are many ways you can live, many words you can speak that will tell God how you feel, although He already knows because He sees your heart. I pray earnestly. Lord God, please, please, Lord, everyone that's heard this message, if they're not sure of their salvation, if they're not sure, Lord, that if they died today, they'd go directly to be in Thy presence, I pray, Lord, that You would help them to understand, that You'd climb inside their heart if You must, Lord. Please, You're not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Please, Lord God, have mercy. Please have mercy. Thank You, Lord, for I pray in Jesus' wonderful, wonderful name. For His sake, amen. Amen.